Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Today we're diving into something that might feel a little counterintuitive at first. Finding gratitude in those tough times, you know, the ones that leave you feeling like life is throwing punches. Ever felt like that, right? Like you're just getting knocked down before you can even stand up. I get it. Life throws curveballs. We all experience setbacks, disappointments, and moments where things feel downright unfair. It's easy to get caught up in the negativity, to dwell on what went wrong and how much it sucked. But here's the thing, friends. Those difficult experiences, the ones that make you grit your teeth and say, seriously, they can actually be incredible opportunities for growth. Think of it like this. Wouldn't a sculptor be frustrated if every piece of marble they touched was perfectly smooth? They need those imperfections, those bumps and cracks to work with, to shape something truly unique and beautiful. Life is kinda like that. Those seemingly rough patches, they're the clay that allows us to mold ourselves into stronger, wiser, more resilient versions of ourselves. So how do we actually cultivate gratitude for these experiences? It's not about saying everything is sunshine and rainbows when it's clearly pouring buckets. It's about shifting our perspective. It's about recognizing the lessons hidden within those challenges. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you do just that. 1. Embrace the growth mindset. Look, nobody wants to be stuck in a rut. We all crave progress, right? But sometimes progress requires discomfort. Difficult experiences can push us out of our comfort zones, forcing us to learn new things and develop valuable skills. Think about it like this. Every time you overcome a challenge, you're building mental muscle. It's a workout for your soul. 2. Practice empathy. You know that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Sometimes, those tough experiences can actually make us more compassionate towards others who are going through their own struggles. We start to see the world through a different lens, understanding that everyone faces challenges and deserves support. 3. Find a silver lining. This one takes a little effort, I know. But trust me, even in the darkest moments, there's usually a silver lining waiting to be discovered. It might be a newfound appreciation for something you took for granted, a stronger sense of resilience, or even just the realization that you're capable of handling more than you thought. 4. Journal your journey. Write down your thoughts and feelings. Don't shy away from the tough stuff. Putting it all on paper can help you process your emotions and gain clarity on what you've learned. Think of it as a roadmap for growth, charting your course through those difficult terrains. 5. Celebrate your victories. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your progress, no matter how small. Every step forward is worth celebrating. It reinforces your belief in yourself and motivates you to keep pushing forward. Okay, let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you lost a job that was really important to you. You might feel crushed, devastated, like the world is ending. But what if, instead of focusing on the loss, you shifted your perspective? What if you viewed this as an opportunity to explore new career paths, to rediscover your passions, or even to simply take some time for yourself and recharge? Maybe you start taking that online course you've been putting off, or finally launch that side hustle you've always dreamed of. You see? Those what-ifs can turn into something amazing. So there you have it, friends. Cultivating gratitude for difficult experiences isn't about ignoring the pain, but about embracing the lessons, finding the silver linings, and using those tough times as fuel for growth. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. And hey, keep in mind, even on the toughest trails, there's always beauty to be found. It just takes a little bit of perspective. Now go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little stoic wisdom, and leave a review if you enjoyed it. Until next time, keep those chins up and those hearts strong. This is Dylan Brooks signing off.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.